Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. I'm your host, Big Les. Let's talk about your Thursday night of footy, the Roosters and the Melbourne Storm. What a game this was. The Roosters put in a gnarly effort. Obviously, Victor Radley performing so well yet again. Jared had a massive game through the middle. Lindsay improved enormously and had some massive moments as well. In this game, Terrell May off the bench was great again. You know, had some real solid performances in the middle of the park. Manu having a blinder again out there at centre. Tedesco looking quite good too at fullback. I mean, you just had some really solid performances there from the Roosters. A few errors, yes, let them down, obviously, and a few penalties given away to the Melbourne Storm. Maybe let them down as well, and it did let them down because that last penalty pretty much lost them the game. But as I said, a really impressive performance from them when a lot of their key guys are standing up in this game as well. Really, really impressive to see. As for the Melbourne Storm, again, another solid performance from them. Obviously, through the middle of the park, Josh King, I thought, had some really solid runs. I thought that Sean Bloor, it took him a while to get into the game because he was getting absolutely flogged there through the middle of the park. But I thought that he was quite good. Obviously, once he got into the groove of the game, he made some big hits. And he also took some massive carries there as well on the edge. I thought that he really warmed into the game quite well. I thought that Joe Chan off the bench too was good, playing a bit of a middle role. And then you had your key guys like Jerome Hughes, Cam Munster running for 100 metres in this game as well. Ryan Pappenhausen getting a lot more involved in this one as well. You had some of your key guys there in that respect to stand up as well. So it was a really tight performance with some unreal performances in there as well from some individuals, but it was such a great game of football to watch. The contest was always there. The intensity was always there. The Roosters never took the foot off the gas pedal. It was just full-on, intense, tough rugby league, and I loved watching it. It was a great game. If you go back and look at the stats, obviously, the Melbourne Storm had 51% possession compared to the Roosters' 49%. The Roosters completed at 80% with 32 from 40 sets completed, with the Melbourne Storm completing at 75%, 34 from 45 sets completed there, which is very un-Melbourne. And a lot at the start of that game was very un-Melbourne. They were making dumb errors. The Roosters' defense was putting a lot of pressure on the Melbourne Storm, and it was very uncharacteristic to the structure and the toughness that Melbourne do play. And we're sort of starting to see Melbourne fall out of that Melbourne-like style of play that they have been playing with over the past few years. It sort of has slowly started to creep out of the game over recent years. But yeah, look, the error count was high for both sides. Both sides making 12 errors. Penalties conceded, obviously the Roosters 10 compared to the Melbourne Storm 7. So there was a lot of penalties in this game as well. Only one ruck infringement, and that was from the Melbourne Storm. And obviously one sin bin with Munster going off to spend 10 minutes in the bin. If you're asking me for my genuine thoughts on that, I think there was a play beforehand which could have seen Zach Docker-Clay spend some time in the bin, obviously towards the goal line. And obviously Munster was making that play because of that previous play from Zach Docker-Clay. Thinking that the Melbourne Storm would probably get the penalty there and that Zach Docker-Clay would most likely go to the bin, but it looked like it was Munster that obviously spent some time there. And obviously him talking at the end of the game with the Channel 9 crew, he thought that he probably could have gotten away with that one due to the previous play. Let's talk about the Roosters first. Obviously, key performances here from guys like James Tedesco. 22 runs, 176 metres, 54 post-contact metres, had 6 tackle busts. He was dangerous so many times when he ran the ball. And I guess the good thing with Tedesco, these 22 runs that he's having are warranted runs. He needs to take these runs. These are the runs that he should be going for. He's not getting overly involved, which was a criticism from a lot of Roosters fans for the past 2 years. He has been getting overly involved. I know it has been costing the Roosters in certain situations. So it's good to see that Tedesco has really gotten better at picking his moments and sort of getting back to that 2019 form as well. Not getting too many runs, not acting like a battering ram. It is working well for the Roosters. Manu in the centres as well. 15 runs, 103 metres, 26 post-contact metres. Had a line break, 4 tackle busts in there as well. 21 tackles there in the centres, only 3 missed. Manu was great in this game, obviously. Some of the runs that he had, some of the plays that he was making, I almost feel like he probably should have come into the middle of the field a little bit sooner. Obviously, for the last 10-15 minutes, he did come in and roam a little bit more. He should just have a roaming license normally if he is going to stay at center, because that's where he plays his best footy, roaming both sides of the park. He's probably a better fullback at the moment than he is a center, because we've seen his stats at fullback. We've seen what he can do when he gets heavily involved. I think that Roosters really need to give him a roaming license and not just park him there on that edge, because, you know, we saw it towards the back end of this game. He can be so dangerous when he gets into the middle of the field for runs. So give him that roaming license. I think you're going to get more runs out of him. You know, we, as I said, we've seen what he can do at fullback, running 300 metres, doing insane things, having insane stats. You probably got to give him that roaming license too. It's probably the only criticism I'd have of the Roosters and Joseph Manu. Defensively, I thought that Michael Jennings was very solid as well. Obviously, he had 21 tackles in this one, 4 missed, but still quite good in defense. The only thing is, when they did go down their right-hand side, the Roosters left, where Michael Jennings was defending, they did get past him a few times, and it wasn't because he was missing tackles. It was just because he was misreading the play. He was misreading in defense, and it cost them a few times, the Melbourne Storm, when they went down that right-hand side. They found a lot of success down that right-hand side of the park for Melbourne, and obviously that means that the left defense had a few misreads, and that's Michael Jennings. So that's something that he's going to have to work on. It's obviously a criticism we had of him the other week against the Newcastle Knights as well. Obviously, a few misreads for him in defense. That's the only criticism I'd have of Michael Jennings. He takes tough runs. Obviously, not too many runs in this game. Only had 5 of them for 42 metres. So maybe getting a bit more involved in attack is something for Michael Jennings to work on. But other than that, defensively, yeah, he's just got to work on his reads a little bit more, because it has cost the Roosters in certain opportunities as well, trying to keep the Melbourne Storm in their own end. They found a lot of success, as I said, going down that side, and again against Newcastle, it was sort of the similar narrative. So Michael Jennings just working on his defence. It's probably the only criticism, or one of the only criticisms I have for the Roosters. Moving down the team list, Connor Watson I thought was great. His running game was solid, had 17 runs for 129 metres, 23 post-contact metres, 2 tackle busts, 29 tackles, 4 miss. 4 miss isn't the best, but 29 tackles there. He's getting heavily involved in defence. I sort of don't mind the role that they're using him in, and it kind of works with Luke Keary. The only criticism I'd have, I think they need a genuine last tackle kicker. I think that they've missed Sam Walker a little bit in that regard. You know, Luke Keary's kicks aren't getting very far. Connor Watson doesn't kick the ball really at all. He's just there to run. So I think they are missing a genuine kicker, someone that can take those last tackle kicks and really plug opposition teams into their own end. Because Luke Keary, it was not really that successful, his kicks. Yes, he kicked for, you know, the 435 metres that he did. But those kicks, as I said, they weren't very effective in keeping Melbourne in their own end. So they probably are missing Sam Walker in that regard, and I think he's going to come back next week. The only reason he was out of this side wasn't because of the narrative that obviously one's better without the other, which, you know, is somewhat true but somewhat not. It was actually because he hadn't fully recovered from his concussion. We got that word a few days out from the game. So I imagine that Sam Walker will be back going into next week, and I think that that's going to be a big in for them, just in terms of those last tackle kicks, really icing sets and, you know, plugging opposition teams in their own end. That's the only criticism, again, I'd have for Luke Keary. Other than that, I thought he was solid too. You know, 13 runs, 69 metres. Had 10 tackle busts as well. He had 2 try assists. I thought Luke Keary was really good again this week. And then in the middle, Lindsay Collins, a massive improvement. The only thing that I'd criticise for him was he only had 8 runs. He played 50 minutes and had 8 runs. Jared played 41 minutes and had 10 runs. So getting a little bit more involved running the football. I don't know if there's an underlying injury there or something like that, but over the past few weeks, he just hasn't been running the ball much, and it hasn't been the best of what we've seen from Lindsay Collins. Yes, it was a massive improvement for him. When he ran the football, he was really solid. It's just that he needs to run the football more. I mean, 8 runs, 73 metres, it's a pretty decent rate, but he needs to have more runs of the footy there in the middle, especially if you are getting those 50 minutes. And when you've got 2 guys on the bench that have played, you know, 30 minutes and 39 minutes in the Fa'u White and Terrell May, who are running for 80 and 90 metres, you know, it does bring a little bit of concern there. Maybe Lindsay might drop to the bench next week. He just needs to get more runs of the footy, get more involved for those 50 minutes that he is on the field. Defensively, though, solid. 29 tackles. It's just he needs to get a little bit more involved running the football. Brandon Smith, again, in attack, I thought it was one of his better games. He had 10 runs for 88 metres, 22 post-contact metres. He had 2 tackle busts in this game as well. I thought that Brandon Smith was really solid there in the middle for the 50 minutes he did have at hooker. He has been quite good over the past few weeks too, Brandon Smith. The real standouts for me, though, in this game were Angus Crichton, yet again on the edge there. 18 runs, 160 metres, 75 post-contact metres, 18 hit-ups, 3 tackle busts, 30 tackles, only 2 missed. He was unbelievable, Angus Crichton, and he's had 2 really massive weeks. He has been quite good since he has been starting there on the edge. Obviously, when he was coming off the bench, he was playing a little bit more middle than he was edge, and you just weren't really sure how to read him. You know, in terms of how he was coming into the year, but as soon as he moved into that starting left edge spot, he's pretty much been getting back to that origin form, especially over the past 2 weeks. He's been really solid there on the edge, 160 metres from 18 runs. It just shows you how involved he's getting. And then Victor Radley having another massive week here for the Sydney Roosters, 23 runs, 190 metres, 61 post-contact metres, 15 hit-ups, and 2 tackle busts there as well. Victor Radley was awesome. And then 36 tackles for him as well there through the middle of the park. I thought that he was great. Victor Radley, for that whole time he was on the field, played the full 80 minutes too, along with Angus Crichton. So both of those guys were unreal. And then Nafau White and Terrell May, we touched on them both. I thought they were great. Nafau White obviously had 10 runs for 90 metres, 40 post-contact metres, had 10 hit-ups for 3 tackle busts, 20 tackles there, only 1 miss. And then Terrell May through the middle again as well. He played around 30 minutes, had 9 runs for 80 metres, 38 post-contact metres, had 3 tackle busts in there as well, 16 tackles with only 2 missed. And with Lindsay Collins not getting too involved with his runs, Terrell May probably could have had some more runs as well there, obviously in the 30 minutes that he was on, but I'd probably be starting Terrell May, to be honest, especially if Lindsay isn't going to get too involved with these runs. I think that he just needs to come off the bench for a few weeks, be that impact guy again that he was when he started at the Roosters, and just get some more runs on the board. He needs to get a lot more involved, Lindsay Collins. As I said, I don't know if there's an underlying injury there, but yeah, he definitely needs to get more involved with his runs. And Nat Butcher as well in attack. They don't usually go to him very often on that right-hand side. If they go down the right, it's usually a cutout pass to Joseph Manu. But over the past few weeks, he's pretty much just averaged 40 metres. He had 5 runs in this game for 44 metres, 14 post-contact, had 5 hit-ups, a tackle bust in there. It's just his defense that is just so solid there on the edge. 38 tackles. He's been making 30, 40 tackles a game. Nat Butcher's just been a massive tackle bot there on the edge. But again, we spoke about it last week. He just needs to run the football a little bit more. Nat Butcher, solid performance though from the Roosters. I thought that they were the better team for most of the game. It was just a few errors that let them down and a few penalties that they gave away towards the back end of the game that really let them down there. Now let's talk about the Melbourne Storm. I thought Ryan Papenhuyzen was unreal. 110 metres of 18 runs. He had 26 post-contact metres, a line break assist, 2 tackle busts. He's really starting to find his form. I think it's been a little bit of a slow start for Ryan Papenhuyzen since he's come back from injury. But yeah, look, I mean, pretty solid stuff. I thought that was a nice knock for him. It seems to be getting better every week and getting a lot more confidence to run the footy every single week as well. So I think it is going to take time with Ryan Papenhuyzen. He's just trying to get into the swing of things. But yeah, as I said, improving every week. You know, it's better than only the few runs that he had a few weeks before, not getting too involved. Him and Cameron Munster not getting too involved a few weeks ago. I think it is a massive improvement. Speaking of Cam Munster, 14 runs, 108 metres, 34 post-contact metres, a try assist, 4 tackle busts. I thought that he was great. Obviously made 12 tackles there as well. I thought that he was really, really solid. And then Jerome Hughes as well, running the ball a little bit more from last week. Obviously had 14 runs, 104 metres, had a post-contact metre in there, only 1 post-contact metre. There you go. 1 line break. 2 line break assists, 5 tackle busts there for Jerome Hughes, 30 tackles, only 3 missed. He had a massive night, Jerome Hughes. And then Harry Grant looking a bit better as well in the number nine role. 46 tackles for him there. Ran for 66 metres off 10 runs. 20 post-contact metres. Had a tackle bust in there as well. We spoke about Josh King as well. The impact that he had in this game. He had 15 runs for 119 metres. 37 post-contact metres. Had 12 hit-ups with one tackle bust in there. Josh King, 21 tackles. I thought that he was quite solid and really laid a platform starting in this game. We spoke about it at the start. Sean Blore obviously took a while for him to warm up into the game, but once he did, he was great. 14 runs and 119 metres, 51 post-contact metres. He had a line break assist, 3 tackle busts, 14 hit-ups there for Sean Blore. Had 31 tackles, 0 missed. He was great in this game, especially in defence, particularly when they were storming down his edge. He was great, really held his own there. And as I said, slowly warmed into the game, but once he did, he was great. And same for Eli Katoa on that right-hand side as well. 13 runs, 105 metres, 41 post-contact, 5 tackle busts there. He had a line break assist and a try assist there on that right-hand side. 40 tackles, only 1 missed. He was great, Eli Katoa. I thought Christian Welsh starting the game in this one, played 33 minutes, had 9 runs for 75 metres, 24 post-contact metres. He had 8 hit-ups in this game with a tackle bust in there as well, and then 22 tackles. And then Joe Chan as well, we spoke about. He was enormous coming off the bench in that middle role. I thought that he was great. I'd love to see him get a few more minutes. Obviously, he had 27 minutes. I'd love to see him get more time on the field. But when he was on, 76 metres off 6 runs, 18 post-contact metres, had a line breaks, 6 tackle busts. 6 tackle busts in 27 minutes. That is absolutely insane. Insane. And then obviously had 18 tackles in there as well. I thought that he was great coming off the bench. As I said, would love to see him get more minutes. I'd almost lock him in to coming off the bench here. I think he plays very well in that role. And obviously with Sean Blore playing as well as he did in this game, especially towards the back end of the game, I imagine that he keeps his spot starting there on that left edge. So Joe Chan, lock him in to come off the bench. He was enormous for the Melbourne Storm. It was a great game from both sides. The Roosters were probably the better team for most of it, especially with the intensity that they had in defence. They put a lot of pressure on this Melbourne Storm side. Melbourne, obviously, off the back of that penalty that happened at the end of the game, towards the very back of the game, they ended up getting the win. So, massive game from both teams. Obviously, the Roosters playing very well. A lot of positive signs. There's not much negative to take out of this one for the Roosters. I can't wait to see both of these sides next week.
That's full time. See you in the next one.